Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlocks big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we'll unlock the book No Bad Kids, Toddler Discipline Without Shame. Many first-time parents experience countless setbacks raising children. Toddlers often have eating problems and refuse injections or taking other medication when they're sick. They refuse to brush their teeth but love candies. In the supermarket, they want everything they see. In these situations, when ordinary communication doesn't work, parents sometimes yell or worse hit their children even though they know physical punishment is ineffective and damaging. An outcome of these aggressive parental choices is that children may become more rebellious. Many parents going through these situations tell themselves that things will get better when their children grow up. But the truth is, as children mature, their behavior will become more and more confusing, and parenting will become more challenging. It is a problem most parents will face. Let's consider a short story. The Bear brothers were pretty naughty. Their behavior is typical. Every time they went to the supermarket with their parents, they wanted everything they saw. Whenever their parents said no, the kids screamed, rolled on the floor, and didn't listen to a word their parents said. Other customers stared at them. Mama and Papa Bear were so embarrassed that they wanted to get out as soon as possible. Later, when Grandpa Bear visited them, they shared their experience. He advised them to involve the children in making a shopping list before going to the supermarket, and agreeing with them that if they throw a tantrum or ask for anything that's not on the list, they'll go home immediately without having anything. Mama and Papa Bear took this advice. From then on, before they went to the supermarket, they made a list. The two brothers understood what they could and could not buy, and this finally broke their naughty habit. You may be wondering why the shopping list made such a big difference. Is there a similar way that will help adults address other parenting problems? This book says children's behavior is difficult to control because they lack boundaries that tell them what they can and can't do. Basically, these are rules. Only when parents set clear boundaries will children become self-disciplined and parents be free. The book's author Janet Lansbury is a veteran parent coach and U.S. parenting expert. For over a decade, she has served on the board of resources for infant educarers, RIE, written childcare articles, and been a frequent speaker at early childhood conferences. For 20 years, she has promoted one of the most popular early childhood education philosophies in the United States, known as RIE parenting. The central concept of RIE parenting is that babies are whole people, sentient, aware, intuitive, and communicative. They are natural learners, explorers, and scientists. Babies can test hypotheses, solve problems, and understand language and abstract ideas. She points out that toddlers have an innate need to test boundaries and challenge their parents. Parents must set appropriate, clear, and consistent limits so that their children can explore the world freely and recognize appropriate behavior. In this bookie, we'll talk about how to set clear and consistent boundaries so that your children have greater freedom. We'll do this in following three parts. Part 1: Toddlers Need Boundaries. Part 2: Principles for Setting Boundaries. Part 3: Stay Calm and Be the Child's Guide. When it comes to boundaries, many people immediately think of the borders that separate the different regions of the world. These limits make it easier to manage the countries. In fact, children need boundaries too. Imagine driving through a bridge in the dark. If the bridge has no railings, we'll drive across it slowly and tentatively. But if we see railings on either side, we can navigate the bridge with confidence. The railings give us a sense of security. A child also needs boundaries to act as railings. Until those boundaries are clearly defined, the child will continue to test whoever cares for them. You may have asked your child not to throw toys, and then they threw them at you on purpose and smirked. Are they evil? Of course not. There is no bad intent in this behavior. It is merely the child's way of expressing their needs and feelings. Henry is 20 months old and adorable. He greets people nicely and shares his toys with other children. But one day, he came to class and started to hit everyone. His mother was beside herself with worry. She mentioned that Henry refused to sit in his car seat that morning. Usually, when she wasn't in a hurry, she would allow him to play inside the car and wait for him to sit in his seat in his own time. But this time, his mom had to leave immediately, so she forced him into the seat. It made Henry uncomfortable and fretful. The feelings remained with him until he arrived at class where the hitting took place. Based on his previous experience, Henry thought that after getting into the car, he'd get some time to play. But this time, the situation took an unexpected turn. So it was not surprising that he felt upset. Henry's temper tantrums would get more severe and his mother more anxious if the problem was not addressed. Lansbury advised the mother to give Henry the option of climbing into his seat by himself. If he did not climb in right away, she should place him in his seat even if he cried. Henry's mother took the advice. And after a few iterations, Henry finally got used to the seat because he understood that his mom was in control. He no longer resisted after the boundary was in place. This example shows that when children have clear boundaries, they feel secure. They won't keep pushing limits, and they will be more cooperative with their parents. That's why setting reasonable boundaries is important for toddlers. As Irene van der Zande puts it in her book, 1, 2, 3, The Toddler Years, toddlers test limits to find out about themselves and other people. By stopping children in a firm but respectful way when they push our limits, we're helping them to figure out their world and feel safe. Then, why do children want to test our limits? When they do it, what are they trying to express? Actually, they're asking for help. Have you ever been in a situation where your child doesn't eat and spills food all over the floor? Think about it. Do we have an appetite when we're not hungry? When a child plays with their food, it is most likely they have had enough or the food is not to their liking. Here, by pushing limits, the child sends the career and SOS message. Here's a further example. In some families with two children, when the second sibling arrives on the scene, the older child becomes rude and aggressive. Some even hit their younger siblings. This is because the new sibling directs the family's attention away from the older child. It shakes that toddler's secure world. The older child feels vulnerable and sensitive, deeply aware of the change in the family's dynamic. They express this anxiety and seek their parents' help through limit-pushing behaviors. They're saying, "I need attention, I can't function, please help me." So what should parents do in such situations? Without a doubt, they should establish their authority. Taking charge at the right moment can strengthen the child's awareness of their boundaries. The child knows that they can't do whatever they want, because they understand that their parents are in control. If a child doesn't eat, parents can take the food away and end the meal. A toddler learns discipline best when they experience the consequences of their behavior. That's all for part 1, Toddlers Need Boundaries. Boundaries help children feel safe, and they establish a more cooperative relationship with parents. Pushing limits is a way for children to express their needs and ask for help. When a child acts up, parents need to take charge, guide the child's behavior, and help them to understand the connection between actions and consequences. But what principles should parents follow when setting boundaries? We'll answer that in part 2. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.